This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is up. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Joy Law. Jack and Dean. Joy Law.
That is so jaunty. It's so very summery.
Surf's up, baby.
Joining us this week, live in the studio from the team at KSQ Lawyers, is Chris. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Good. You?
Good. Thank you. It was a good cut there, right?
Yeah, I like that.
So in weeks gone by, we've been talking about finding love. And following Sam and Joe, I think we've called them.
Sam and Joe,
gender-neutral couple.
That's the one.
Or maybe the non-binary, that they met online. In a respectful way.
In a safe way.
They then went shopping together.
Yes.
And they toyed with the idea of making a significant purchase, but they decided no, not yet.
No documents signed.
Get in writing.
Nothing signed.
They then asked the question, are they de facto? And they weren't at that point. And if you want to find out about how this all went, you can tune into our podcast. You can download our podcast from jackanddean.org.au. joy.org.au. Jack and Dean.
Or I think you guys should have your own org as well.
We should have our own org. That's right.
I got an org.
I heard.
So this week, where do we find Sam and Joe in their relationship?
Sam and Joe are getting married.
Oh, so soon.
Yesterday, I know, right? So, look, guys, obviously yesterday, 61.6% of the country, yay, good on them. Since that came into effect on the 9th of December, we have had 5,365 same-sex couples married.
Whoa, yes.
Yeah. Of those, apparently, according to birth, deaths and marriages in Victoria, thanks to the lovely Adrian.
Thanks, Adrian.
1,331 are here in Victoria.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Good on us. Interestingly, though, we haven't got the divorce rate since it came into effect. But I can say, and I know we spoke about this a while ago, people that were married overseas and that relationship had since ended and they'd come back to Australia and they couldn't get divorced and it was a big disaster. I've probably done about 10 or 11 divorces for same-sex couples since it came into play. And I'm one of many, many lawyers in Victoria, so I would assume there would be, there's probably going to be a slightly increased number of divorces, but it's not because same-sex marriage is now legal. It is because people were stuck in relationships they couldn't get out of.
So that's also positive. They're free.
Correct. And I mean, can I say, they would have made a lot of money, the government. Divorces, weddings.
Because you have to pay for a divorce, don't you?
Yeah.
But you have to pay as much for a divorce as you pay for a wedding. $865
just for the filing fee to get divorced.
It's expensive business.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think about it. I mean, why would I think about that? But that is expensive.
It is really expensive. It used to be $120 back in the day when I started practicing.
$20,
yeah, exactly. Now $865. So, look, a lot of people can do that online, but we did see a massive increase in the amount of divorces I processed anyway. And funnily enough, when we first got the ability to marry and obviously to get divorced, family court weren't really up to date and same-sex couples had to physically fill out a form rather than do it online because you had to cross out wife and husband and husband and husband and wife and wife. That only changed like about a month ago.
That's an easy fix, isn't it?
Oh, it's pretty tough.
Bit of family coding? Court.
Yeah, bit of coding.
Bit of JavaScript.
They learned that in grade one, I found out. So, yeah.
Have you been to a wedding, a same-sex wedding?
I haven't.
You haven't?
No, I'm not a very good lesbian, am I?
No. Give your badge back.
I know, never right?
Give me your tool belt back.
I know.
I've been to two, so there.
Really?
Yeah.
Male, female?
Both were male. The first one was Robbie and Dave, and that was they had done a ceremony a couple of years back, and then when it became legal, they did another ceremony at Molly's. It was great, drag queens and other things.
That is pretty cool.
And then my brother's married his same-sex partner at a surprise wedding.
That's right.
We went for my brother's partner's 40th. And then at some point, the family knew, but all the friends were gathered there, and suddenly they disappeared. They came back in tuxedos and walked out and by the pool with all the friends around us.
That is awesome. Yeah. I love beautiful. It. See, they're good stories.
They're lovely stories, aren't they?
Yeah, no, they're really nice. But, I mean, the other thing is, I think a lot of same-sex people just won't marry. I think a lot of them are really annoyed about the fact it took so long, so they're like, we don't need that status in order to get married. We don't need that status. We've been together for so long, and just because you say I can now get married, not going to change anything for me. So I actually think those numbers are probably a little bit low. I reckon they would have been higher.
Do you think it's generational? Do you think the kids coming out today, now given this choice, they might explore marriage?
I think they would. I think for those of us that have been out and have experienced not being able to get married and then being able to register your relationship like, you know, a dog at the council and then finally getting marriage equality, you're kind of like, well, I don't know if I want... Like, I want the equality, but I don't know if I want to get married. I don't want to have to do that.
It's really
to prove
interesting.
My love.
Yeah, for me coming out in the 80s, yeah, it was never an option to get married or to have kids.
Yeah,
it was something that I guess resigned myself to. It was not part of my story.
Yeah.
And now,
see, isn't that sad though?
Well, it is sad. It's limiting, but I guess I wear that. It's just who I am.
Yeah. I think it affects me more because I've got a child, and she often says to my partner and I, "Why aren't you married? Are you going to marry my mummy?" And I'm like, "Christ, I don't have time." But but you know, for her friends are married; they've got a mummy and a daddy, and for her, two mums is normal. Like she thinks it's quite funny that people go, "You know, do you have a dad?" She goes, "No," but. Yeah, for her, it's really like, well, why can't they get married? I had my nephew, Josh, who actually posted the things back for my cousin, his mum, because he goes, I want, you know, he calls me Auntie Toots, I want Auntie Toots to get married, you know. Oh, so it's
Auntie Toots.
Auntie Toots, that's my nickname. I've revealed too much, I feel. but it's that kind of kids these days, I think you're right, they're going to grow up and go, I've always been able to get married.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's going to be nothing more to
And they're not going to know about the day last November when we stood around, some of us were standing around outside the State Library waiting for the announcement.
I know.
Waiting and hearing that it was, 61%?
Yeah.
And it could have gone the other way. We didn't know.
I know. I actually thought it would. I really thought it would. I'd go the other way.
Really?
I was really surprised. Yeah. But it was brilliant.
I was surprised how emotional I felt.
Yeah,
standing there in the State Library and... I worked near there, so I kind of just ducked across. Didn't have any meetings on. I'll go across and lend my support. And when they had the announcement, I almost burst into tears in a public space, which is not what I do.
Yeah.
I was so moved by it.
Yeah. My partner was the same. She pretended to be all tough. And then it came through on our phones and we both picked up the phone at the same time and just went. And then she got all teary. Yeah. So, yeah, it was pretty big. I don't think people know just how big this day is for us.
That's right. It's like the day you're told you're okay.
Yeah. You're normal, in inverted commas there, you know. Like it's, our families were part of society. It really felt like we belonged then and we had the same rights as everyone else. Like it was really big.
Very powerful.
Yeah.
Mm.
So exciting.
One year in, how exciting.
I know.
Also, it takes a lot longer than a year to plan a wedding. So I reckon next year we'll have more stats.
I agree. I was thinking about throwing a marriage celebrant into my... into my accomplishments. What do you reckon? Divorce lawyer / marriage celebrant.
You could do a twofer.
That's
a two for one deal.
You try and sabotage it. Wrong. Here's
a card.
get it in writing.
That's it.
Thank you very much, Chris. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.